In 1938, your mother and dad, they donate Philbrook to the city, and you were 20 years old. It pretty well stunned most Tulsans at the time. They didn't think that was going to happen.
I wasn't living there then.
You weren't around then.
I wasn't living there.
Right.
That didn't mean a thing to me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. He's quoted, your dad's quoted as saying, the only things we keep permanently are those
you give away. The only thing you really keep is what you give away. And that's a pretty good thing. A lot of truth in that.
This is interesting. Your father attended a Dale Carnegie course.
Yeah, he did.
Can either one of you talk?
He had very little formal education when he was growing up. What was that for Dale Carnegie?
It was public speaking.
Public speaking and all. Dad was...
He couldn't...
He didn't like public speaking very well. There was nothing bashful about him on a one-on-one basis with you and some business people he was working with. But as far as getting up and making a speech...
It almost made him sick.
He didn't like that at all.
You have to give him a lot of credit then.
He thought that would help him, and I think it did help him some.
Did you ever hear him make a public speech?
Did I ever hear him make one?
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember. I don't believe I remember him ever doing that. I've heard him talk a lot to business people and conferences of various kinds, and he was very good at that. But as far as getting up for some kind of a public gathering and giving a speech, he wasn't good at that.
But I'm sure he improved after the Dale Carnegie course.
Not a heck of a lot.
A little bit. He still didn't like it.
I'd love to hear Dad's voice again.
Wouldn't it have been great? We could have had that on a website.
We both would.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Yeah. Well, he was a dynamic person. If you had ever met him, I'll say that. You'd ever met him, you'd never forget him. If you said, you know, I met that man once 55 years ago, spent about 30 minutes with him, and I'll never forget it. And that's pretty true, isn't it? He made a pretty profound impression on most people.
Tulsans would be interested to know that in 38, your father gave money to St. John Hospital.
Oh, well, he did that kind of stuff all the time.
Like he gave a $100,000 endowment for an X-ray unit. And that was as
he was doing things like that all the time.
And it was a memorial for his twin brother.
Yes.
To St. John Hospital.
When his twin brother died, they had been in Utah. And when he got sick, they realized they were working in a hotel. I think they were bellmen and they ran the front desk. They just did a little bit of everything. And the man that they were working for recognized that White was seriously ill. And he recommended and made arrangements that they go up to Spokane. And they, of course, had no money. But they got him on a train, put a cot on the train, and took him into Spokane. And a Catholic hospital took him in. And that was where White died. And the nuns were very good to Dad. And Dad always favored the Catholic hospitals after that.
Which led to the St. John.
Yes.
And then in 44, when he was getting ready to leave Tulsa, he donated money to the North Greenwood Avenue area, which was the site of the race riots. He got all these powerful people in the Tulsa Club. He donated $100,000 for the creation of a black community center.
He did a lot of that.
I mean, here's a man that didn't have to be that kind of person of giving.
He wanted to do it.
He
wanted to do it. He did lots of stuff in Tulsa.
Yep.
Everywhere he lived.